Okay, we can go to the next verse, verse number 13. Gama Vishyacha Bhutani.
Gama Vishyacha Bhutani.
Dharayamyaham Ojasa.
Dharayamyaham Ojasa.
Pushnami Chaushadhi Sarvaha.
Pushnami Chaushadhi Sarvaha.
Somo Bhutva Rasatmakaha.
Somo Bhutva Rasatmakaha.
So gam, gam means earth, and from Sanskrit word gam came the Hindi word gaon. Gaon means the village. So gam here means earth, not village, but earth. So gam avishya, having entered this earth, bhutani, dharyami, aham ojasa, with my energy, I support all the beings. Entering the earth, it is my vitality, my energy, which supports all the beings. And it says, Pushnami cha aushadhi sarvaha. And aushadhi means all the herbs. Herbs and plants. Pushnami, I nourish. How? Soma bhutva. As the moon, soma, soma is moon. Bhutva becoming the moon. Rasatmakaha. The moon is said to be juicy. Juicy means the moon has lot of nutritious juices or energy that comes. It's not powerful like the sun, but it is very nourishing to the plants. And people say, oh, no, I don't believe that. But we'll see how that is proved. So when he says that I enter the earth, what he says is that the 9 inches, the top 9 inches of the soil are nourished by the sun. Is the sun's vitality and the rain water. The two things together, they nourish only the top 9 inches. And it is the top 9 inches that actually nourishes the plants. The plants grow because of that, the top 9 inches. In fact, what they say is that the proper way, which in the olden days they used to do that, that suppose they had a big field, say 1 acre or 2 acres or 5 acres, they would divide it into 4 quadrants, and 3 would be cultivated and 1 would be left uncultivated. And so then the next year, the second one, then third one, and so every fourth year they would alternate. So 1 quarter. So the idea was that the 3 quarters are drawing energy from the earth, which the Lord is providing in the form of the sun and the rain, but that 1 quarter which is left untilled is getting the nutrition back, because you are constantly taking energy and slowly you are depleting the earth of all her nutritive power, because it's only there in the top 9 inches. And if you don't allow the earth to remain empty for that 1 quarter every 4 years, then she is able to replenish. And that was the original method of farming. Nowadays they don't care. You know why? Because we have fertilizers. You know, we have all these chemical fertilizers, and so the heavy duty, they spray, you know, fertilizers on everything. And so they don't need all this. Why? Because we can grow. In fact, it's very interesting. I was listening somewhere that in the olden days when they used to dig a well and they would get tons of so much earth out, they couldn't plant right away because the earth had been more than 9 inches. It had been several feet deep. And so they had to leave the earth for a year or so and let the sun and the rain nourish it, then only the earth could become planted. In those olden days I'm talking about. So nowadays we put fertilizers. Oh, we don't need all this 9 inches and all. When they dig the and also the original plows that we had, the ones that the bullock pulled, only cut only 9 inches of earth. It is very all scientific. It was only very superficial, because they know that that's all where the nutrition is. Nowadays these tractors come 2-3 feet, they dig up the earth. They don't care. Why? Because they have fertilizer. So they put all these chemicals and fertilize all these plants. Not only the plants grow, but then weeds start growing. Why? Because they are nourished. So then they put herbicide, you know, these to kill all the weeds. So first one chemical to make it grow, another chemical to kill the weeds. And so what happens? All these chemicals get into our food. Then we eat those chemicals, and then when it's water, the water leaches out and then it goes into the rivers. And when the river goes to the next town or the next city, the next poor guys are, you know, drinking those chemicals. And the fish, you know, ingest those chemicals, and then people eat the fish. And that's why nowadays They're finding fish polluted with mercury and cadmium and, you know, all these heavy metals. Why? Because of all this overuse of fertilizers. I'm not saying that, you know, the one shouldn't use the fertilizer herbicide, but the point is that, I mean, that's so it is, you know, all these big agricultural companies, nobody is going to stop them. And then they talk about organic and all, but organic is so limited. And then again, you're not 100% sure whether you are truly getting organic or not. They say it is certified. I hope somebody is watching them. Or are they mixing it with, you know, buying from the local, you know, wholesaler and then calling it? Or I don't know. You know, we all buy organic and it's supposed to be free of herbicides, pesticides and all that. So I don't know, you know, unless somebody goes and actually inspects them. But the point is that it is his energy that nourishes the earth. And it is our duty to protect the earth and, you know, and take care of the earth, because that is all we have. And that is the idea of environmentalism and avoiding the overuse of herbicides and pesticides. So that is what the point is, that the energy of the Lord goes into the soil, and it goes through the root into the plant, and then from the plant it makes the flower. The flower also is made by the Lord, and then the flower is pollinated by bees, right? Nowadays we have shortage of bees, that's what I heard. So they don't have enough bees, and so they have to buy bees from somewhere else and pay lots of money, thousands of dollars. So the bees, and then they use these bees to pollinate. I didn't create the bees. And then the fruit came out, or the vegetables came out, and then, you know, the lady of the house puts the vegetables in the pot, and then she says, and then she turns on the fire. The fire she didn't create. The fire was given by the Lord. The pot in which, you know, you are putting that is metal. Where did you get the pot from? Did you create the metal? No, it came out of the earth. The steel and the iron and the ore, everything he provides. And then you just stir that dal with your spoon. You say, I made the dal. The spoon also is provided by the Lord. Whether it is wooden spoon, then it is from the tree. If it is a metal spoon, it is from the ground. The spices you put there is all from the earth. So everything that the Lord has provided, and then we say, oh, I'm such a good cook and I do such a good job. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, one shouldn't cook and all that. But the point is that one should always be grateful to the Lord. And then when the food comes in front of us, it is the Lord himself in the food. He's there as nutrition. So that's why one should always, you know, most religions say grace, you know, to thank the Lord. And then we have that prayer, Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi, from the fourth chapter, that the Lord is there in everything. He's there in the plant, he's there in the food. He's there in me, Brahmaiva tena gantavyam Brahma karma samadhina. The one who is being nourished by the food is also Brahman. The Lord is in the food and the Lord is in me, that I am nourishing. I am that consciousness, that oh. So constantly being grateful to the Lord and remembering him. So they say, how about non-vegetarian? They say, we don't depend on plants. You know, we eat meat. So we don't need all this Bhagwan and all that. But think about it, whether it's a cow or a pig or a lamb or a fish or a chicken or whatever, they all thrive on vegetables. If you see animals that eat meat, their meat is very toxic. Like nobody can eat a lion's, you know, meat, or a wolf or a jackal or a fox. Animals that eat other animals, their meat is not edible. Their meat is actually toxic or poisonous. Nobody ever kills a lion and then cuts and eat it. But a deer, they will. Why? Because a deer eats vegetables. A cow eats vegetables. A chicken eats vegetables. A pig eats vegetables. So only organisms that eat vegetables are edible by humans. So the non-vegetarians, what they are doing is the animal is eating the vegetable and then you are eating the animal. So you are eating vegetables secondhand. That's the only difference between a vegetarian and not. But ultimately it is only the vegetable. In fact, they say to nourish one flock of cows, it takes thousands of acres. You know, the amount of produce and amount of grain and all has to be consumed. So it's a very inefficient way of generating food, because you're spending so much vegetables to nourish one cow or a herd of cows, which could feed several villages. So the point is that no matter what you eat, ultimately you are eating the Lord himself in the form of a plant. And so that's why he says, Gama Vishya Cha Bhutani धारयामि अहम् ओजसा. देन ही सेज़ पुष्णामि च औषधि सर्वाः सोमो भूत्वा रसात्मकः. ही सेज़ आई एम द मून दैट नरिशेस आल्सो द प्लांट्स. एंड दे से दैट इज सुपरस्टिशन. बट इफ यू लुक एट इट, द पीपल हु रियली नो लाइक आयुर्वेदा एंड ऑल, दे मेक सर्टन preparations only in moonlight, because they say the moon gives them a lot of energy. In fact, tomatoes that are planted in the full moon day and then harvested on a full moon day have a different taste. That's what they say. They have a different glow. Even cotton that is planted on a full moon day and harvested on a full moon day has actually a different shine to it. And it is said that cotton farmers, I don't know if they still do it or not, but in the olden days, cotton farmers, they would only harvest their crop on full moon night, and they had to pay labor double and triple to get them to come, because every farmer wanted that, because it has a peculiar shine that the regular cotton doesn't. So, and a lot of the Ayurvedic medicines only have that potency if they are manufactured in the moonlight. So they actually at night they will manufacture under the full moon. So the point is that the moon has rasa. It is said rasa means juice, or the very subtle and soft energy which also nourishes the plants. And so the plants need exposure to the sun and the moon. Even the crops that the farmer is planting, it's not only the sun that nourishes, but even the moon has its own beauty. That's why the moon is revered and worshipped by us, because it is the moon also, they say, as of course we worship him as on Lord Shiva's head. But a lot of people also worship the moon, because it is the origin of the plants. It is the nourisher of the plants. So that's why they say the Lord is food, and that's the, it says, I nourish the, as the sun, I nourish the crops, and as the moon, I give the extra energy, the extra juice, the extra nutrition, so that the plants may become more healthy. So we need both. You need the sun and you need the moon. The exposure to both is very necessary. Any questions? Any comments? But it is a very soft, subtle form of sunlight, which it has its, we know that obviously the sun is not, but the moonlight itself has some peculiar qualities which the sunlight doesn't have. Maybe because of the reflection or something that is happening. But especially in Ayurveda, they have a lot of value. And the older, our older textbooks talk about the nutrition in the moon.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashche Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti 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 Hi, Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo, Harihi Om.